What's up? Yeah, you guessed it. Today we are in the CQ. We are excited to have you here today. 21 questions or more or less. You know, we talk a lot. So we just have to play that one by ear. Hey, how are you liking the podcast so far? We are loving it. And can I just tell you, it's a lot easier to do than I thought it would ever be. First of all, with Anchor, it's free. They have their own creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or your computer, which I love. And yes, I do use both. They even distribute the podcast on various platforms. I mean, we are now on Spotify, Apple, Pandora, and many more. And did I tell you that you can make money from your podcast too? Mm-hmm, you can, and with minimum listenership. Doesn't that sound like everything you need to make a podcast? And it's all in one place. Isn't that so cool? So what are you waiting for? All you have to do is download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. It's a party. Yes, it's a party. It's a vision party. Do you have your vision board ready yet? I'm telling you, because we are about to party. No worries, though. You can stay home for this one because it's live, it's interactive, and it's online. We are doing this thing every Friday and Sunday in March. It's time for you to taste the sleigh and do it your way. Included in registration is a party kit just for you that'll be sent to your home, admission for one to the streaming party, a raffle entry on the date of your party, and so much more. You can sign up at rerc.me/sleigh me. I'm telling you, we about to have us a ball. Join us for the party. rerc.me/sleigh me. You're doing 21.
Already with the music. Love it.
I was like, okay, let's do it. I'm ready. You ready?
Right. This is Kay Morgan, certified nurse practitioner in women's health and owner of She Can Do That Too, Woo-woo. Which is a hub for online creative gift solutions. Okay.
Love it.
So let's see. So today we are going to do something a little different. We're going to play a version of 21 questions. How you feel about that, Tiki?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on what these questions are about.
But we won't get too...
Y'all
too,
trying to put me on the ropes. I don't know.
We won't get too personal in the first round, but okay. We may revisit it next time.
All right, I'm good.
So let's start off with something simple. Let's find one here. Okay, what should they teach in school, but they don't? I was thinking about this question. So what should they teach in school, in high school? Let's say high school, but they don't teach.
Entrepreneurship.
Okay.
That's at the top of my list because I think they are so busy teaching us to be little robots. And it's from the time, you know, preschool, all of it. Get in line, go over here, do like this, jump in a box, da da da, you know. And so that's my number one thing on my list. They should teach that.
Entrepreneurship. What's Entrepreneurship. The first course? What do you need to learn?
You need to learn that there are other things that you can do besides go get a job. Because that's what we're taught. Go get a job. Figure out what you want to do. What's your career? Go get a job. Go get a job. Go get a job. So I wish I had had that. I wish I had even had it in nursing school, especially when I went back to get my master's degree and complete the women's health certification. Why wouldn't you teach that there? You know what they did, though? They had one day in one course where one group of midwives that started their own business came in and talked about what they did.
Oh, that was it.
That was it. Now, how do you do this? And you know what else they didn't teach us in nursing school? I know I'm way off topic, but coding.
Coding.
Coding. I sort of kind of started learning it in clinical, but not really.
Okay.
I didn't learn that till I was actually in practice.
You're actually there.
Yes. Can you teach me a little something? Like, entrepreneurship across the board.
Entrepreneurship. I do agree, because I just think that we shouldn't have to be like everybody else. And it is teaching you almost like a religion. Like, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. This is how it goes. And that's just it. And so when somebody thinks differently or want to do something differently, everybody side eye.
Right.
Like, what's she talking about?
Her, why are you thinking that way? This is how we do it right here. Get back in the box.
So on that same line, let's do question number two.
Okay.
What do you think parents should stop teaching their children?
What do I think parents should...
They should just stop teaching their children. So when I read this question, you know what I thought about?
What?
When we talked the other day about finishing our food.
So
that came to mind. Like, we're taught to clean your plate. Like, you gotta eat it all. It's hungry people.
If you can't eat it all, eat the meat first, because it's the most expensive.
Don't waste my money. I worked hard for that. And so as an adult, you find yourself eating when you are full,
right?
Trying to clean your plate.
Right. So, so true.
Me, that's the thing that just popped out. Stop telling the kids that. Damn it. Put less on their plate and let them just eat what they're going to eat and be done with it.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that. Like,
anything else that you think?
That's what I'm sitting. I'm trying to think. Like, what would I teach my... What's the question again? Say it again.
What should parents stop teaching their children?
Well, I know what they should stop saying, that dumb shit about do what I say and not what I do type of thing. Motherfucker, I'm sorry. Where does that work at, though? How does that work? That's They're dumb. Always going to do what you do.
That's dumb. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. If your life was a movie,
mm-hmm.
what songs would be in your soundtrack? What you think? And I know how you love your music.
Right. Dang, that's a good question.
Right. So that's why I'm
so much in my okay. So so if my life was a movie, the first song that would be in my soundtrack is Al Green, Love and Happiness.
Yes. It'll just start off.
Huh?
It'll just start off with everybody will sing it too.
It's starting with that and it's going to end with that. Like, okay. When I was two, I remember having this vision and I started telling my mother, I was like, I see this place and it's this apartment building. You got to go down the stairs to get in there and the top of it is white and it's this thing and you look in the door and it's way back in the kitchen and I hear this song playing. She looked at me and she was like, how do you remember that? You were two. We lived in Virginia when I was two. I was like, oh, wow, okay. That's my earliest memory. So there would definitely be that.
Okay.
oh, God, look, I got to show you. I got to pull up my playlist because it's all kind of stuff that's going to be in there. There's definitely some Prince songs in there. So early childhood would be the Love and Happiness. Probably by school age, girl, I was making up my own songs by then. So who knows what that would be. But by high school, it would have to be something by Prince. So I would say like,
it's like you on the spot, but you're not.
She's always in my hair, huh?
Okay.
Whenever I feel like giving up, you know, that like, it's a motivational song. I know it sounds, but like she always on my mind, but it's about me always being on my own, you know, taking care of myself, doing my thing. Oh, you know what my other song was from my high school days is, remember that song? It's a couple of them rolling around in my head right now. That's why I can't get them out. Okay. So it was a song that just got paid Friday night.
Is that all we know too?
Okay, right. So there was that, and I don't know. I need some song about changing the game. I don't know what song that could be.
Oh, like, I don't even know where I would start. I don't even know. But you did really good, because I don't even know where I would start, like, thinking about that. Just stuff that I like. I can't even say that, oh, my gosh, that's how my life is, and it matches that song. I just want stuff that I like. So I don't know.
Exactly. And that's why I was like, so that's kind of hard for me to pick one or two songs. Oh, like even Tweet has a song, and this song kind of reminds me of you. So go listen to it if you haven't heard it. It's okay. I was created for this. Oh. I was created. It's like, oh yeah. Man, I was like, Tweet? That's Tweet singing that song?
Why you didn't send it to me?
You know.
Right.
It's like, wait, what happened?
Usually you send me songs that you want me to hear. But I'm gonna have to, let me see, Tweet. I'm gonna have to pull it up.
I'm gonna have to send it to you. I'm just gonna send it to you because I don't want you to forget.
Okay. So let's do this one.
Okay.
This the next one. How much do you change when you know that nobody is around? How different are you when you all alone?
Not much.
I think I'm different. Girl, I'm dancing, I'm talking. Like, I never would sing in front of anybody unless it's a bunch of us. I'm singing. Girl, I'm like doing all kinds of stuff and be looking like, is that you?
Right. I love that though. I could say I used to be that person. Mm-hmm. Like if you had asked me this question 5-10 years ago, okay. I would have been the behind the scenes person doing that. But like now I'm like singing on videos and putting it on YouTube and I'm like,
I know.
You
have blossomed.
Right. It's so crazy.
I think that I'm more quiet though. I think I'm, you know, in a crowd, I may be more vocal, but I can go all day and not hear my own voice.
Yeah.
So
I hear my own voice because I talk to myself a lot.
Right. On the flip side of that, then I'm talking to myself, like really, so.
Right.
Okay. What movie do you think is ridiculously overrated? Is there a movie? Or a book that you think is ridiculously overrated?
Girl, there's a lot of books that are ridiculously overrated. I can't even go down that road. Let's go to the movie.
Give me a movie. Let's do a movie.
Dang, you got one for this question? Dang.
Girl, I do. Color Purple, I hate that movie. I think it's because it's so sad to me. Like, the whole thing is sad to me. Even at the end, when they get back together, like, that is so sad to me. So y'all done lived y'all whole lives, and you weren't able to see your sister.
Right.
That's way overrated for me. People are like, oh, my God, I love the Color Purple. But like, oh, my God, please don't play that.
Yeah, I don't love the Color Purple.
So for me, that's the one that popped into my head.
Okay. Dang, these are some really good questions. And I'm like,
dang. Okay, because you like on the spot, but
right? Okay.
Well, any movie that everybody liked and you were just like,
There might be a few of those.
Okay.
Girl, I can't even think of movies right now. You know, I've been in writing mode. And so my brain is like, what are we doing?
Okay.
I'm going to take a break because I want to answer that question.
Well, is there, while we're still on movies, let's do another question. Is there a terrible movie that you loved? Like a movie that was so stupid, but you liked it?
Well, you know what? Like, was there a stupid movie? I think there are some movies that people don't get that I love. Yes. Okay. So, like, it's always that stuff where people are doing, like, time jumping thing, and you got to follow the timeline. Like, Premonition was one of those. I think, I think people had a love-hate relationship with that one. Like, I love The Lake House. And it does this time jumping thing, and you got to pay attention to follow, like, what's going on. It's like, when did he catch up with her? Oh man, he was dead. Oh my God, he died. She got to catch him before he dies again. Like, it's crazy, stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. I can see that one.
The, Mom and Dad Saved the World. It's stupid as hell, but I really like that movie. Here, I'm gonna pull it up. That is the real answer to that question.
Okay.
Save the World. It's from, what year was that? 1992. But it's dumb, really. It's dumb.
But that's okay.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
So it's they end up going on vacation. The mother and the dad, the mom and dad end up going on vacation or trying to, and they're in a station wagon, the ruler of this other planet. And so he's trying to, he sucks the car up to the planet so he can extract her, marry her, and get rid of the husband. It is so stupid. It makes no damn sense at all. But that's the dumbest movie and I do like it. And I watch it every now and again still.
But see, funny stuff is like that. The one thing that popped into my head was Last Action Hero.
Oh, yes. I love that movie.
I like that movie. It was the goofiest thing, but I liked it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. I have to see the one you were talking about.
Oh, and you know what the movie is that everybody loved? It was from back in the day. Shit. I just got a visual of it. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just wanted to be supportive of it, but I didn't love the movie like that. It was one of Spike Lee's movies.
Okay. Way, way back, Do the Right Thing?
Yeah, way back. Like,
Do the Right Thing? Wasn't that one? Oh, School Days?
I like Do the Right Thing.
What about School Days?
What came after that? The one with the musician?
Oh. What they had Denzel in it.
Huh?
It had Denzel in it?
Yeah, Denzel was in that one. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it.
Was that Jungle Fever?
No, that wasn't Jungle Fever. Well, it could have been Jungle. No, Jungle Fever. No,
it might have been right after that, but it was the one. They were the musician. I just was like.
Didn't feel it. Right.
I didn't feel that. Whatever the name of that is. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. So I know you've heard us talking about she can do that too. Well, she can. And if you haven't gone over to the site yet, to the website, please do so. I mean, these are really gift solutions done creatively, gift solutions done in a way that's customized and personalized to your liking. And all of it is done with love, which is why, you know, Lola and me, we just rock with her. So everything from drinkware to decals, stationery, like notebooks, journals, whatever you can think of is probably over there. And if you haven't thought of it, then it's probably over there. So head on over to shecandothattoo.com. Take a look for yourself. You'll see. Hey, goddess. Are you the proud owner of a Black-owned and operated business? Cool. We'd love to talk to you about being a featured guest during one of our Boom segments. Yep, Boom. Black-owned and operated movement. If you're interested, please send me an email or text with Boom as the subject. Email me at slaywithtrey@gmail.com or text me at 702-323-8080.
A relationship question.
Uh-oh. Okay.
It's simple. What would immediately disqualify a potential significant other? So what would immediately turn you off about somebody?
Mm-hmm. That over the top flamboyant type attitude, like I'm that shit. I can't. If you think you look better than me, any of these things, that bothers me a lot. So if you that, yeah, I got this, and you bragging about what you got and what you can do and all of that kind of stuff, miss me with that. I can't.
Yeah. I hope we don't run into no at 50.
Girl. No.
Yes.
But the thing is, at 50, it's the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings, the 40. They're still out there, and they're chasing us. Here's the thing. I'm not about to be anybody's sugar mama, first of all.
That's not going to happen.
So you can back up and miss me with that one. It's just not getting ready to happen. I'm not the one. And it breaks my heart to see other women who will do anything to keep a man or have a man. Was that you or Patty? No, Tyrone sent me this DM, and it was the dude's birthday. And so he recorded the girl coming over to him, and she's giving him his gift bag for his birthday. And he says, open that for me, open that for me. Nigga, first of all, I bought this shit. You open it. It's your motherfucking gift. Let me hold the camera. So I had an issue with that. So I'm like, okay. So she pulls it out. She gives him the first little thing. Then she pulls out this other one. And it is she bought him property. A rental property. She gave him a rental property for his birthday. Guess what the motherfucker said?
What?
I wanted a Rolex. I thought it was, give me my shit. I would have snatched my shit up and left. You can go get your Rolex on your own. Get the fuck out of here. I'm like, oh, wow. So, yeah, that stuff like, everybody was like, girl, you need to leave his ass. Ain't no dick that good. I'm sorry.
Oh, she brought him rental property, and that wasn't good enough.
It wasn't good enough. He wanted a
Rolex. Why the hell was he buying a rental property? Like, was this her husband? Like, who was this?
No, this her dude. That's what I'm saying. We do too much. We don't know when not to do. You know what I mean? Like,
let the man be the man.
God. If he ain't nothing, nigga, when you meet him, you can keep trying to make changes, but he's still gonna be an ain't nothing nigga. Like, stop it. Stop it. Can we love that? There we go to the self-love thing, because that's got to do more with her than anything with him.
Absolutely.
So if you're listening to this podcast, baby girl, I love you. I want the best for you. Call me.
What's that website?
RERC.me. I'm the life midwife. I'll help you get your life right. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. That was a good question.
It was. Wait, I want to know your answer to that question.
Girl, I mean, the same type of person you were talking about, that strictly turns me off. Like the braggy type, and I got this, and I can do this for you, and you don't have to do this. That really is a turn off for me.
Yeah.
And the ones, it's something superficial, that's a turnoff for me too.
Yeah.
And that's messed up teeth. Like if your teeth are yellow or like just all crooked and just all, like you haven't seen the dentist.
Right.
What's in the wrong past few years? That's an issue for me.
So he can't come in up there with just that one tooth over here and that gold tooth over here, it ain't gonna work.
And I don't want you taking them out your mouth either.
Oh God, yeah. Okay.
That's just a pet peeve of mine. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Lord have mercy. Right. If you approaching KB, make sure you got your damn teeth right.
Have don't your play. Teeth together. Please have your
don't
teeth.
Don't come up to her talking no shit. I love it.
Or your mouth smelling like shit. That's just
I already knew that.
Oh, okay. All right. If you were a DJ, what would your DJ name be? See, I couldn't even do this one. I would have to like that's one of those things like other people give you a nickname or something. Right. I don't even know where to go with a DJ name.
My DJ name is...
or one of those things where, you know, like take it, the street you lived on and such and such maintenance.
Right.
You have to do one of those things.
Oh, God. What is
it? I don't know what that one is.
Can I just be Trey? Damn.
You can be Trey. You can be Tiki.
I don't want everybody calling me Tiki. Okay. I'm out in public. DJ Tiki in the house.
I like be like, you can't call me that. Did I tell you can call me that?
I'll tell you.
Don't call me that.
Right.
Okay, listen. Who would you most likely want to sit next to on a 10-hour flight? 10-hour flight. Who you gonna sit next to?
Can it be?
And why?
Okay. So I'm gonna answer this question. So, what I want to say is Prince, but that can happen in my world. It can't happen in everybody's world. So, you know, it would be kind of weird if I'm having a conversation with him while he's sitting there. You know, well, don't nobody see him sitting there. That's
I love that though.
But that's my number one choice. But he also spent a lot of time with Van Jones. Yeah. So I think I would want to spend 10 hours talking to Van Jones.
And what would that conversation look like?
Well, I just would want to know like how his relationship evolved with him and what are some of the things that he did. Because Van Jones had gone through something crazy, you know how that happens in their world, right? And I think Prince reached out to him. And so he started doing these things. Like he would hear about stuff on the news and he like, oh no, I heard about this lady, you know, let's send her some money, let's do this, let's do that. So like he was on this philanthropic journey that nobody even really knew about because he wanted to be behind the scenes.
Right.
So I want to know what that journey looked like, you know?
Yeah, I do.
He might want to talk about a lot of political bullshit, though, that's going on right now. So if he can cut that piece out and we could talk about other stuff for 10 hours, that's what I would do. Ain't nobody else out here right now that I can talk to.
I think it would be awesome to spend that time next to Prince. I mean, that's probably the only, at this age, stuff I've seen. Like, the only person I'm like, I would want to see in concert. And then I'm like, oh my God.
Exactly.
Like, that was my first thought. I mean, that's probably selfish, but that was like my first thought when I heard of his death. I'm like, I didn't get to see him. Like, I was so, yeah.
I was mad that I didn't get to see him the last time I planned on seeing him. And, because I think I saw him first when I was like 12. Girl, it was crazy because he came to Cleveland. My mother bought me and her a ticket because she knew I loved him. And we went to our seats. And I was like, how are we in the nosebleed seats? Well, some song came on. I was like, I'll be back. I ran. My mother was like, oh my God, what are you doing? I ran down to the stairs, and I worked my way to the front, to the stage. Pretty much. I didn't get on the stage, but
I was close.
I got close as I could. So that was my first Prince concert. And I loved it, though. Like, yeah, he would be the one that I would want to talk to. I told you about that crazy experience I had. And how, remember I was working on Re-Up City, and that's how I got up the name, because Erotic City started playing in my head, and this weird thing came up on my phone. Like, it was a whole crazy experience. Yes. And so I don't share that story with a lot of people, because people look at you sideways, you know. But I don't care. Y'all my friends. I share it with close people. Look, now people going to be like, so what's that Prince story thing? What happened?
Send in your comments and we will tell you the Prince story.
Right. Yeah, if you ask, I'll tell.
Yeah, just ask. These are our people now.
They're right. Our people. That's right.
Okay, so what is something that can't be taught and you can only learn it with age?
I want to say common sense, but that's that comes like, and there, I think there's different levels of common sense, because stuff that's common sense to me now might not have been earlier on. What would I teach? Read it one more time.
What is something that cannot be taught, and can only be learned with age?
Acceptance.
Okay.
Acceptance of people where they are, like people. Like, there was a time when people would really piss me off. Not that people don't piss me off now, but it's not the same. So I have just gotten to a place where I learned to accept people where they are. Because when you do that, nothing bothers you. Like, that other crazy stuff, that don't bother me. You know, like, whatever happens, it just doesn't bother me the same way.
I think that's a good one. I do believe that acceptance can start at a young age in the home. Acceptance of, you know, we are all individuals and everyone's different, and you learn to accept that. And as you get older, you live it. Right. You like implement it. So I get that you implement it. As a kid, you just learn it. Kids are kids. I want to play with kids. Right. And so I think a household of parents can teach children acceptance or not acceptance. I mean, I think we see that all the time. But like you said, if you get
outside of the household, I'm sorry.
No.
So what happens outside of the household is when they get to that peer pressure age,
uh-huh.
There's so many other things that come in and play a role in it. And so if it's not a good grounding in acceptance, like accepting people, you know how kids are too, with the whole bullying thing and the whole, you know, you don't look like us thing, what kind of clothes you got on, like that stuff, that superficial stuff is still like very prevalent there. And so even when I say acceptance too, it's about self-acceptance rather than buying into the whole, I got to look like everybody else, I got to do like everybody else, you know, like, just, I got to accept me just like I'm accepting everybody else. So that's where I'm.
That's something I think parents should teach more.
I do too. Man.
Okay.
Right. Can we bring the love and can we share it when we step
that's
out?
Awesome. Just share it. I think the most effective, simple statement that's ever been said is just treat other people like you want to be treated. Like, dude, how hard is it? And if everybody thought like that.
Yeah.
It would
look
different. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Dang, it's break time again. Be right back. So I know you've heard us talking about She Can Do That Too. Well, she can. And if you haven't gone over to the site yet, to the website, please do so. I mean, these are really gift solutions done creatively, gift solutions done in a way that's customized and personalized to your liking. And all of it is done with love, which is why, you know, Lola and me, we just rock with her. So everything from drinkware to decals, stationery, like notebooks, journals, whatever you could think of is probably over there. And if you haven't thought of it, then it's probably over there. So head on over to shecandothattoo.com. Take a look for yourself. You'll see. It's a party, it's a party, it's a party. It's a party, it's a party, it's a party. Yes, it's a party. It's a vision party. Do you have your vision board ready yet? I'm telling you, because we are about to party. No worries, though. You can stay home for this one because it's live, it's interactive, and it's online. We are doing this thing every Friday and Sunday in March. It's time for you to taste the sleigh and do it your way. Included in registration is a party kit just for you that'll be sent to your home, admission for one to the streaming party, a raffle entry on the date of your party, and so much more. You can sign up at rerc.me/sleigh me. I'm telling you, we about to have us a ball. Join us for the party. rerc.me/sleigh me.
Yeah. What is the most important object you own? Now, this is weird. What is the most important object?
I'm looking around like, I don't.
Right?
This is the thing. When I let go of stuff, I don't really own a whole lot of stuff anymore. This right here in this room right here is what I own. So the most important object.
You are funny.
Girl, I'm looking for something. I'm like, I don't have a most important object. I would be hurt maybe if my statue, like Patty bought me a statue back from India of Ganesh. Mm-hmm. The remover of all obstacles. So
I like that
statue. Yeah, so that probably is the most important thing in here to me. My Prince clock is important, but I just found it was on sale, so I can buy as many as I want. So I'm like, it's not that important. But yeah, so that would be
I would have to think about that question. I can say this, I would be lost without my MacBook. Like,
right, girl,
so naked if I couldn't just get on my laptop. Like, something is wrong. Are you sick? I think one day I didn't get on a computer at all.
Oh, and that scared me.
Right, it was the next day. I was just like, something is missing.
Right, what's wrong?
So I can't say. I would have to really do an inventory to figure out what my most important object is. Probably something for my kids. It's probably something from my kids. Mm-hmm. I just know I would be lost without my laptop.
I feel you on that. Yeah, I feel you on that too, but it's just not my most important. That's all I'm thinking. Like, but yeah, it is quite a necessity. It would be up there. It would be in the top three probably.
Oh, here's a funny one. What technology from science fiction do you wish existed? Any technology from any science fiction movie that you wish, like, it was right here, right now? Give it to me.
From science fiction.
Yeah. What technology? Or what technology, period, that you know, doesn't have to be from a movie or whatever, that you just wish was right here, right now?
So, the first thing that came to my mind, let me do it different. So this last thing that came to my mind is, like, I want the
I want the laser from Star Wars, just so when people get on my nerves, I can just. That, you asked me what came.
The lifesaver from Star Wars.
There's a few people I could put out of my misery, your misery, their misery, even. But the first thing that came to my mind was like lenses, like in the eyes, where you can take pictures and video. It's right from your eyes. So I took this course, right? I went to Toastmasters a few times. And if you don't know what Toastmasters is, it's something to help you with your speaking abilities and all of that. They have little places all over the world, all over the country anyway. And so this particular night that they asked about something that like they had you project into the future. And like, what would that one thing be that's ancient? So I used cameras. Like cameras would be ancient. And I said, it's such a wonderful thing now that you can just wink or blink and you're taking pictures or recording video.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't want to do that.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So for me, it's probably a lot of things. I love science fiction movies and I love technology. So those are usually the type of movies I hone in on. But the first thing that popped into my mind was like the Jetsons. You know, I go back to my part where you could just push the button and just get whatever you want. I probably would want to teleport.
I would teleport.
Just, I need to be there right now.
Right now. Right.
Ooh, that's the one thing I wish.
Go to a few places today alone. Girl, that would be nice. I like that. Okay.
Yes. Okay. My next question. What job would you be absolutely horrible at? What job would you be horrible at?
Oh, God.
Horrible at doing.
What job would I be absolutely horrible at?
I think these questions are cool because the listeners get to know you. They get to know how you think.
Right?
They're not too invasive, but it's going to tell me something about you.
Right.
Okay. So let me do this one while you're thinking.
I was going to say, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
So for me, in this simple EMS driver, could not do it. Like, I could not be first on the scene. And I know this. Now, I could be back at the hospital. You can call me and tell me what you got coming. I will have everything laid out to a T and get it done. But I could not be first on the scene. I couldn't do it.
I got you.
I couldn't do it. I already know.
Well, see, that's not why I couldn't be an EMS driver either, but not because I couldn't do first on the scene. Mm-hmm. Just because that has happened to me a few times. And I'm like, oh, it wasn't that bad. But it would be because, God damn it, I got to go to motherfucking speed limit. I speed. I am driving. I'm getting us there. Hold on. They strapped in right? We gone. We going to be there. I'm going to be like, this girl crazy. So, yeah. So I let that go.
I couldn't see the brains all over the street. Girl. The domestic body, like, day in and day out, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Like, that would be way much for me.
Okay. You know, the thing that came to my mind, though, as you were talking, is Moniece. Moniece said to me, because they were looking for sane nurses. Remember the sexual assault examiners? And I was like, oh, I'm going to apply for that. You know, she was like, Tracy. I said, what? And I said, no, I think I'll be great. She was like, no, that's not. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, it's not that you would, and you know her little softball. She was like, it's not that you wouldn't be great at it. But you'd be like, what's his name? Where do you live? He was last at your house. Like,
all the information for all the wrong reasons.
So that might be, I don't know if it's my worst or that would be horrible at it. I would be great at the job, but yeah, I would want to fight. I would just want to fight. You want to hit somebody, nigga? Hit me.
I think I got a fight question. What song would they play?
Girl. What song would who play?
she was about to get into a fight.
I was about to get into a fight?
Yes.
Wait, you got me knocking my stuff off my desk. They gonna play move, bitch, get out the way.
That is perfect.
Girl, that's what they're playing.
You're silly this morning.
I know.
Oh, I love it though. Okay, let me see what else.
Okay, I love it. I love doing the questions today. I thought
I love cool. them. Go ahead. What are we gonna say?
I was gonna say I think we went past our 21 questions though, but either
that
was, I didn't talk too much.
That's just the name of it.
I know.
That was just the name, and I said we're gonna do something similar. 21 yeah. questions. You know, we got to put our own spin on whatever it is.
Everything. That's who we are. That's what we do.
But I like it being a little more lighthearted. You know, we talk about some serious things sometimes and not always, you know, needing to get away from that. But sometimes you just need some
guidance. Yeah, most definitely. So I love it. And wait a minute. Let me go to my little thing here. Now I ain't gonna be able to get this song out of my head. I'm gonna be singing this shit all damn day. But we certainly had a good time today on the Laugh Out Loud podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And listen, we still want to hear from you.
Please.
Only if it's positive or constructive, though, because otherwise you can keep that shit to yourself.
Yep. Give us something to talk about.
That's right. And you know, I want to start working in our segment on Kitty Calls and Cocktails. So KB, I think I want to start talking about, you know, like maybe we'll start with adult toys.
Okay,
I think people don't go down that avenue enough, and I think that, you know, it's just time. So if you got questions for us as far as Kitty Calls and Cocktails go, leave it in the kitty box. And if you like this segment, we're going to call this the CQ, the crazy questions, you know. So we'll do these every now and again. So if you have questions for the CQ, feel free to drop those in too.
Yes, we made a K's crazy questions. That's a tongue twister.
The great thing, though, is your question just may be featured on one of our upcoming episodes. So from all of us at the Laugh Out Loud podcast, we love you. We thank you so much for supporting us along this journey, and we hope to see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.